Good morning, dear Aurorillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else who is listening to us. Today is Monday, 8th of August, and mostly sunny morning here in Auroville on 31 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says mostly cloudy, and considerable clouds over the night. We can expect temperatures from low of 28 to high of 37, with heat index on 42 degrees Celsius. Southwest winds at 16 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Humidity is on 47%. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 26%. Working committee invites us to a general meeting on Tuesday, 9th of August at Unity Pavilion at 4:30 p.m. And the Working Committee invites the community for a general meeting in order to update us, followed by question and answer session. And after the report, we see we're going to be update on Governing Board, International Advisory Council meeting, selection processes on Blue Office, a new support desk for the reception of VIPs, Matrimandir executives supporting the entry service, maintenance of streetlights and CCTV cameras, Kotakarai issue, Auroville mental health policy and emotional policy, and delay in submitting balance sheet for the year 2015-16. And completed responsibilities, those are the topics they were involved in and have either been resolved or flagged with their relevant working group. There will be no reporting on any more about these topics, but they will remain on their radar. It's about roundabout, about threatening letters to Vika's community, Auroville accounting service, abandoned pets, restructuring TDC, space audit, and pending topics are appeal process, mobility, 50th anniversary, water harvest, water service, Vindara, Auroville child development, and pending visa. Otherwise, on Friday and Saturday, International Youth Day, we will celebrate International Youth Day in Auroville at Unity Pavilion. And this year, United Nations theme is The Road 2030, Eradicating Poverty and Achieving Sustainable Production and Consumption. As some members of Youth Link has explained to us, Youth Link will explore on those days, 12 and 13, the theme through Auroville values by encouraging each of us to practice embodying generosity and gratitude. So the first day from 4 to 6 is going to be exhibition and opening with some presentations and discussions. And on Saturday, the event will be going on from 2 to 8 p.m. with lots of fun and activities, presentations, performances, food and other stores. And as we said, the table with generosity and gratitude. On Saturday, August 13 at 5 p.m., at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, we are invited to a meditation with the Peace Bell. And the mother wrote in questions and answers on June 2nd, 1929. When the sun sets and all becomes silent, sit down for a moment and put yourself into a communion with nature. You will feel rising from the earth, the aspiration of intense love and longing, a longing for something that brings light and gives happiness. There is a yearning so pure and intense that if you can feel the movement in the trees, your own being too will give up in an ardent prayer for the peace and light and love that are unmanifested here. So we are invited to meditate together to create a space of peace inside ourselves. August is a month-long mime workshop in Auroville, and it will be held at various places in the morning from 8 a.m. to noon and in the evening from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Students who wish to join this course can choose one of these time slots. Saturday and Sundays are weekly offs, but participants are encouraged to practice, perform or request for an extra class on those days. The course fee is $5,000, however it's free for Auroviliens, newcomers and volunteers. For more information you can call Drupad on 9626561256 or you can mail him on mime@auroville.org. Within Auroville conversations, which are going on every Thursday but at zero, we will listen and we are invited to participate to Body Consciousness by Aloka. And an interesting suggestion came from somebody we don't really know about our community transport for good. ACTG. Similar to ACT's community transport for passengers, they would like to start a community transport service for goods that Auroville procure from outside of Auroville. Currently, a number of us go to Pondi or Chennai to buy materials either for ourselves or for our units, so this new service will reduce the need for multiple people having to bargain from the same vendors and transporting goods individually. Instead, this new service will facilitate collective bargaining and purchasing of goods from outside of Auroville and will home deliver products to Aurovillians or Auroville units. So collective purchasing will be going on for procurements of goods such as stationery, home appliances, other household items such as mattresses or even groceries from stores such as Nilgis in Pondicherry. Delivery service at doorstep of goods procured from Pondicherry on daily basis and goods procured from Chennai on a weekly basis. And delivery of products shop online. Currently, Auroville buy products on Amazon and Flipkart. And Amazon is willing, it's open to idea that Auroville youth will be delivering those goods. With that, we will achieve less traffic in wheat in Auroville and will create employment for local youth. And the service will be offered for a small fee. And will take orders from Auroville over the phone or mail and deliver goods on a periodic basis. And the service will initially employ bioregional youth who already have a small load vehicle on a contractual basis to buy goods from Pondicherry and deliver it in Auroville. If you're interested, you can write to them deliveryservice@auroville.gmail.com. Fourth Auroville Singing Festival Unplugged is coming up and it's scheduled on Saturday 8th of October, and this year it's going to be simple and modest and will last only one evening. So they propose to participants to perform alone or in small groups songs with simple accompaniment or a cappella to reduce the load of technical installation. And they also reserve themselves the right to decline accepting songs which are not sufficiently in the Auroville spirit. And the deadline for submitting application is 14th of August at AV Singing Festival at Auroville.org in. And we can already apply or sign in for Auroville Triathlon, which would be going on 20th of November. And it will be Olympic and sprint distances. With Olympic distances, it's gonna be 1,500 meters swim, 40 kilometers cycling, 10 kilometers run, and sprint distance 750 meters swim, 20 kilometers cycling, 5 kilometer run. In Auroville, starting at ending at La Piscine. To participate or help with support, you can contact Lyle at lyle@auroville.org. At Savitri Bhavan today at 4 p.m. there was screening Sri Aurobindo and his dreams for the future of mankind. And the film is about Sri Aurobindo's message on India's Independence Day, 15th of August 1947, and his five dreams. And later on at 6:30 p.m. there was screening The Day of the Lord, the 15th of August 1947, the day of Sri Aurobindo's birthday and the day when India became free, marks a special day for India and also a special day in Earth's spiritual history. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, today at 8 p.m. they will screen an Indian mystery thriller, 3, made in India in 2016 and directed by Ribu Das Gupta. Tomorrow, Italian crime drama mystery, The Double Hour, made in Italy in 2009 by director Giuseppe Capotondi. And on Wednesday, cultural film with ballet, Igor Moiseev, made live in Paris, France in 2011 by director Andy Summer. And the mother said, "Whatever work you do, do it as perfectly as you can. That is the best service to divine in man." Thank you for listening. Also, you can contact us on auroville.org.